Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. June 25th episode of The Roman Show as we are live. And we have a stacked program for you today, starting off with the UFC's Ricardo Lamas, who is in action June 28th on Fox Sports 1 against Adrián Díaz. Also on the line, none other than Leah Van Dutch. This young and beautiful superstar will be in action this weekend at WWN Live's Shine. Want to make sure you catch her in action against Amber O'Neill. And lastly, if you're a fighter, a promoter, a wrestler, and you want to find out how to promote yourself, well, this man, Tony Schultz, wrote the book on it. Tune in to The Roman Show and stay tuned for more. Follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go. Five.
Guidance.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Calm.
We're go. Light.
GNC.
We're go.
Down here.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go. Fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome everyone to The Roman Show. It's June 25th, as this month is almost pretty much done. It's amazing, but how time flies here. And that's what you have to be grateful for, every second, minute, hour, and day. Welcome, folks. We got a great show lined up for you. On the other end, all the way from Myrtle, South Carolina, my main man, Joe the Reporter. What's going on, Joe?
Not much, Roman. I'm on the road right now doing something, but I'm here on the show. Started. Grateful for all the fans that showed up on this Saturday for the good cause for Super Sadie. And their next show is going to be on July the 5th at Joey's Dog.
Yeah, you know, that was some great work from you, Joe. You went out there, looked at all the action that was taking place. It was pouring rain. Jesse Neal, however, he knew that he was there for a reason, and it was to support that young little girl who is battling cancer. He posted that thing on our website, theromanshow.com. And it's had a lot of good feedback, and very much so. It's something special that Jesse Neal is doing. So kudos to Jesse Neal for that, former TNA Impact.
That is true.
So much well-deserved there for Jesse Neal. What a great guy. You know, the guy said, this rain is not going to stop me from doing what I came to do, and that's to wrestle for this young little girl who is battling cancer. And that's just a beautiful thing. Joe, want to let everyone know that we got some great stuff on our YouTube account. All you have to do is subscribe, youtube.com/rroman0201. We've been hit up over our social media this weekend in anticipation for Liam Van Dutch's interview. So shout out goes John Garabedian. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, John, you can correct me later. But thanks for listening to The Roman Show, John. And for all the folks out there commentating on the interviews on YouTube account, please do. Please do. We love to get that feedback from you. We always love it. It's always great to hear from people. You know that, Joe? Even if it's a bad thing. You got to love the hate.
Yeah. You know what I was going to say? That a bad feedback is a good feedback for us, because that will let us know what we got to improve.
Yeah. You're right. You're totally right. This is just for you. You let us know if we're doing something bad, call us out, and we'll fix it. We'll make it better. That's why we are here. We are here to provide a service, and that's to communicate to you people of our show. And with that said,
right.
Joe, we got a great lineup today. As I mentioned, UFC's Ricardo Lamas is on board today. Tony Schultz, an author who wrote a wonderful book on promoting yourself as a fighter and a wrestler or promotion. And it's just a great thing, because if you really come to think about it, Joe, there really is no secret. You know, there really is no pinpoint, no blueprint on how to promote yourself as a wrestler. So this man took the time and came up with a book. He traveled for 2.5 years, did a little research, and came up with something that he believes will work. And he's a former boxer himself, so he should know a thing or two about promotion.
Yeah.
Later on, soon we're gonna talk to Miami Heat. LeBron James, he opted out of his contract to the Miami Heat. For all the Heat haters out there, keep panicking because your panic is worthless. You know, Lakers, shut up. Nothing is gonna happen. This was just supposed to happen in order for the Heat to have a little bit of more money and bring in the missing tools. That's all. That's it. We're just waiting on Dwayne Wade, on Udonis Haslam, Chris Bosh to opt out. Once that takes place, we'll get right back to business. So for all the Heat haters out there, keep sucking your thumb because nothing is going to happen.
You got to love Miami fans.
Yeah, and for all the
One minute they hate the Heat, next thing they love the Heat. They never can make up their mind.
See, they're just
they
like
turn
women.
The bandwagon or they get off the wagon.
Like women, they don't know what cheese is. Nothing against women. I love women. But, you know, you ladies sometimes give guys a headache. Either way, as we are going to continue on here in the Roman Show, we're going to go ahead and welcome Ricardo Lamas soon after this break. Again, make sure you follow us on Twitter at the Roman Show and on social media, Roman Show Media on Facebook.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes, Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section, plus you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself, all for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Hey, folks, if you need a website and you just can't afford it, don't worry about it. OchoaOnline.com will take care of that for you. That's OchoaOnline.com. You let them know what you want, and you watch how your business will make a big impact on the World Wide Web. All right, folks, this weekend, June 28th, the UFC returns in action. In fact, they have 2 shows that day, one of them also being on UFC Fight Pass and Fox Sports 1 at 10 p.m. The main card starts 10 p.m., Fox Sports 1. And on that card is none other than our good friend here, Ricardo Lamas. He'll be taking on Akran Diaz. Welcome to the Roman Show, Ricardo, again.
Thanks a lot for having me, man.
Awesome, man. Last time we were having some pasta, and it was prior to your first shot at the title, the featherweight title against Jose Aldo. But coming into this fight, Akran Diaz, you're a brand new man. What did you learn from that past fight you had, man?
Basically learned, you know, that no matter who I'm fighting, that I have to fight like myself. You know, I was a little too cautious in that fight with Aldo, and that forced me to not open up as much as I usually do. So just be myself is the biggest thing that I brought away from that fight.
Would you say you were like that in the beginning of the fight? Because towards the end, we did see that you were opening up, like you said.
Yeah, definitely towards the beginning, you know, our game plan was in the first couple of rounds to fake the takedown and come in striking and kind of make him think that I wasn't going to go for the takedown. And then in the later rounds was to really push for the takedown and tire him out. And that's where I kind of failed was I didn't really push him at the level that I wanted to. So, you know, it was a lesson learned, and it made me a better fighter because of it.
You know, people talk about Aldo being this machine and the number one pound for pound, but here you are. You're going to face actually Diaz, who trains, the training partner of this guy. Do you think you're going to see some resemblance from Aldo and Diaz?
No, not at all. I know who Hakran is. I've seen him fight. I actually saw his first fight in the UFC, and he doesn't really fight like Aldo. You know, he fights more like a wrestler. He tries to get a hold of you, he tries to take you down, and he grinds you out. So guys like that can be very annoying to deal with, you know, in the cage. So I got to be very careful that I don't get taken down by him and, you know, just get held on the ground the whole time and So I got to really implement my game and push the pace and put him on his back because he doesn't seem to be very comfortable there.
Will we see some of the more stand-up game from you, knowing that this guy will try to go ahead and take you down in the wrestling game, which you two are great at?
Yeah, you know, that could happen. If I'm defending his takedowns and he's defending mine, we're going to end up on the feet, you know, and we'll see what happens there. I'm comfortable anywhere. I'm comfortable on my feet or on my back or on top of you, wherever I'm good.
Now, from that past fight with Aldo, though, you came out pretty much injury-free. Everyone talks about his kicks and how dangerous they are and how much bruising, but you seem to be fine. I think it was like 2-3 days you were posting pictures that you were good to go.
Yeah, man. I was good. I mean, if you look at the fight, I didn't show any wear or tear on my legs at all. You know, throughout the entire fight, I was moving just as good in the last round as I was in the first round. I had a nice welt on my leg after the fight, but it didn't slow me down inside the octagon, and you know, it was sore for a day or two, and then I was back in the gym and I was training again right afterwards.
Now the featherweight weight class is filled with a lot of top talent. How far do you think how many wins do you think you need to have in order for you to get another shot at that title for whomever it belongs to, because it could change from here to the next day next year?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's why in this sport, you just have to take it one fight at a time. You know, the person in front of me right now is Hakon Diaz. I can't look past him because if I do, you know, there's a chance that I'm going to underestimate him and he can come out winning the fight. So, you know, I'm taking it one fight at a time, and what's in front of me is what I'm going to deal with right now. So after this fight, we'll see what happens.
You know, one thing though, Ricardo, that I noticed, I mean, you're the number 3 ranked featherweight in the world, and you're not in the co-main event. I think they should have put you in the co-main event.
Yeah,
it's just
the way it worked out, you know. I'm happy to be on the main card. I'm happy to be on, you know, a live televised event. I'm not one to complain, you know. I'm in the biggest organization in the world in my sport. Everybody's watching, so it's going to be good.
Now, after that, you've been training over here at MMA Masters with guys like Baboon and so forth. I know both of you, and Pablo Afonso, who has a fight the following weekend. Looking at those pictures, looking at those videos, it seems like you are just going ham, man. You guys are going hardcore in your training.
Yeah, that's how we do it, man. You know, the motto there is train hard, fight easy. So we bust our ass in the gym so that we don't have to do it in the fight. You know, that's what you really have to prepare yourself for. The hard part is the training, mentally and physically, you know, going through it day after day. The easy part, getting in there and fighting for 15 minutes is nothing compared to the months of work that we put in leading up to the fight. So I'm a firm believer that, a better conditioned athlete can win over talent every time if talent refuses to work hard.
And Ricardo, are you the type of fighter that during your week meditates or does something like that spiritually or faithfully? There's a lot of fighters that do that. Do you do anything yourself?
No, I don't do any meditation or anything like that. You know, but sometimes, you know, during fight week, I'm here, I'm in the hotel room. I'll just go out by myself and I'll go for like a long walk and just trying to lose myself in my own thoughts. You know, I don't know if you can consider that a part of meditating or whatever, but I just kind of like to do it and walk around and think about everything. And then when I get back in the room, I just kind of feel a little better and kind of leave all the negative or bad thoughts or anything outside, and you know, I'm good.
Yeah, do you play the fight in your head?
What's that?
Do you play the fight in your head, seeing yourself winning? Do you do those type of exercises mentally?
Do I think it's worth it to do those type
no.
of
things? No, do you physically play, mentally play the outcome of the fight, you winning, raising your hand, mentally,
oh, yeah,
all the time? Do you do that often?
Millions of times a day. You know, as soon as I sign the contract for the fight, my opponent is in my head constantly, you know, and I'm constantly going through the millions of different scenarios that could happen in the fight, and I'm constantly thinking of ways that I can win, you know, in every outcome, I'm getting my hand raised, you know, and you have to do that. Visualization is a big part of the sport. It's a big part of any sport. You know, if you visualize yourself succeeding, if you visualize yourself winning, that's what's going to happen. If you visualize negative things, then negative things will happen.
It's just amazing how your mind just plays a major role, because like you said, you know, you could be the most talented fighter, the most skilled fighter. Heck, you could be the most conditioned fighter, but if you don't see it mentally, it just changed the game of the fight or anything in general in life.
Yeah.
It really does.
Definitely.
Well, Ricard, I want to thank
you,
man.
The mind is the biggest muscle you have in your body, you know. It's more powerful than anything.
You're right, man. Ricardo, I want to thank you very much, who trains at MMA Masters. He'll be fighting this weekend, June 28th, against Akran Diaz on Fox Sports 1, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Ricardo, anything you want to add?
No, man, thank you for having me on the show. Thanks to my teams, you know, top-notch MMA Masters, all my sponsors, my family, friends, and my girlfriend, you know, thanks for all the support.
Awesome, dude. So thank you so very much. Oh, one more thing. I really like that little video they did on you with the whole MTV Cribs type of thing. That must have been fun to shoot, huh?
Yeah, it was. You know, something different than the normal interviews and everything. So that guy, the guy that did the interview, is actually cousins with an old college teammate of mine. So every time me and him kind of get together, we think of a funny thing to do for the interview. So it's fun. It's fun to get interviews like that.
It is, man. It's a lot of fun. Well, I guess we're going to do one, just walk around South Beach and look at girls. I don't know. That'll be another one. But
there you go.
You know, our girls might get pissed off, but hey, it's something new. Ricardo, thanks so very much, man.
Yeah, you can make another video later if my girl beat me up.
The follow-up. Ricardo, thanks so much, man. Good luck, and we'll be seeing you in action June 28th, Fox Sports 1. Good luck, man. Thank you, man.
Bye.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show, and I know you can dig that, sucker!
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at Roman DH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted, and if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com.
Ochoa.com, the official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com.
This is your boy, Sugar Scott Evans, and you're listening to The Roman Show.
All right, indeed, you are listening to The Roman Show on this June 25th. It's amazing how quickly this month just flew by, Joe. Really, really fast.
Yes, it has.
It's like just 2 days ago, it felt like I was watching the beginning of the World Cup. Now the World Cup is almost done. 2 days ago, the Miami Heat were in the finals. Now they're gone.
Pretty soon, we're going to be in the All-Stars, and then baseball's over.
And that's it. And then we're back to football, which is great. Can't wait for that. All right, guys.
Yep.
We just got information that Bellator has released 21 fighters. Last week, turned out that Bellator had released the president of Bellator, Bjorn Rebney, who essentially started that company, and they ended up hiring Scott Coker, who was the president of Strikeforce, and who also used to work for the UFC. Now, and by the way, Dana White has said, the president of the UFC, that it's actually pretty good. You know, he's actually okay with that since they both worked with each other, so he's content with it. But it turns out that 21 fighters have been released. Some of the names that just come up here in front of me are Eric Smith, Eric Prindle, you got Keith Barry, Nathan Coy, Isaac De Jesus, David Gomez, Rodrigo Lima. You know, some of these guys were, heavyweight tournament winners and even quarter finalists in the 2014 Summer Series light heavyweight quarter finalists. So it's really, truly amazing that this guy just came in and clean house. So he definitely wants to make changes, and he's doing it very quickly. And that is Mr. Scott Coker, who has a lot of experience in the world of mixed martial arts. So, and with each new management, you can expect that. You really can. Speaking of Bellator 120, the pay-per-view is going to replay for free on Spike TV. And that will take place on July 18th. So essentially a month and a day, 2 months and a day, after it originally aired on pay-per-view, it's going to air on Bellator. It's going to air on Spike TV July 18th at 9 p.m. The replay takes place a week before the organization's next summer series event, Bellator 122, and on the eve of UFC Fight Night 46. In other news, it turns out the Wheaties will be featuring a UFC champion in front of the box. This includes none other than Anthony Pettis. He has joined the Team Wheaties, and he will be shortly on a Wheaties box, the UFC lightweight champion being the first one to do that in MMA. Tony Bigfoot Silva is calling out a fellow UFC heavyweight, and that is Josh Barnett, who was also part of Strikeforce. Both those guys have history together since they were both under the Strikeforce banner. Never got to meet, but they want to do it in the UFC. This is actually a very interesting fight, knowing that both of these guys' career are not the same. It's not what they used to. So it'll be actually a good fight to see between these two. Silva calling out Barnett on Twitter, saying that, you know, instead of focusing on your podcast and wrestling, why don't you come fight me? Let's see if this thing happens. And this weekend, I just can't wait, because June 28th is a day where you are going to have a lot of MMA. I mean, you're going to get over 12 hours of MMA, because starting off at 2 a.m. in the morning Eastern time, UFC Fight Pass will host an event with one of the UFC Fight Pass. And then at 5 a.m., the main card airs with Nate Marquardt versus James Tahuna. And that's going to be in New Zealand. And then, when that finishes, you got a break, a few hours there, till 6 p.m., or 7 p.m. Eastern time, when the next UFC fight card takes place. And that's on Fox Sports 1. The first prelim will be on Fight Pass, and then the other one will be on Fox Sports 1. Main card starts at 10 p.m. That's where you're going to see Ricardo Lamas and Akinan Diaz. That's where you're also going to see the main event of Jeremy Stephens versus Cobb subs Swanson. So a lot of MMA this weekend. And this past weekend, we were given a great show by the World Series of Fighting. Shout out goes to our good friend Jessica Aguilar, who defended her strawweight title against Imi Fujinu. She had a very successful run. Also, our good friend Ashley Evans-Smith, who got a defeat over her opponent in a very nice manner. So she is definitely making a big, major impact in the World Series of Fighting. And a big, big surprise there, Rick Glenn just destroying the champion featherweight title of the featherweight, Georgie Karakanyan. He just annihilated Georgie, really annihilated him. And now Glenn is the new featherweight champion. And the new middleweight champion is now David Branch, who he submitted his opponent, Jesse Taylor, via submission. So that is just a little preview, a little post World Series of Fighting 10, which took place next week. We are going to welcome two fighters of the World Series of Fighting who will be participating in the World Series of Fighting 11. And that's going to take place down here in Daytona Beach, Florida. We're going to welcome a good friend, Luis Baboon Palomino, who will be in action. He returns to action after a little layoff there. Last time he fought was in January, I think it was. I believe it was in January. In January, that was the last time he fought. I could be wrong. It could be February. Just can't really think right now, Joe. But we're also going to have Dennis Hallman, who was a former UFC fighter himself and now is trying to make a run in the World Series of Fighting. In fact, he even says that he has a fight contract, a couple of fights contracted with the World Series of Fighting, and he'll be fighting John Fitch. John Fitch has had several opponent changes, Hallman hopefully being the last one. So that is what you can expect next week here on The Roman Show. Joe switching gears to promote yourself. Some people get on social media, they can talk all they want. It's easy promotion, but it's really not the case, Joe. You got to know what to do. Let's exclusive interview.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to The Roman Show. Remember to follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show and subscribe to our YouTube account, youtube.com/rroman0201, where we have some great interviews, including with top soccer players giving their predictions on this year's World Cup. Well, on the line, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Tony Schultz, a boxer and also an author, the author of the Official Fight Promoter Playbook. What is this book about? Well, this is very simple. How do you get your name out there? How do you get your promotion out there? This is the Bible on how to get yourself out there. Tony, welcome to The Roman Show. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you today?
Awesome, Tony. You know, Tony, I was looking at this, some of the information on the book, again, the Official Fight Promoter Playbook, and right now you can actually purchase it on Amazon.com, and the other area you could purchase it to?
You can purchase it directly off of howtopromotefights.com. There's a link to the PDF version as well as the Amazon Kindle version.
Great, Tony. And the great thing about this, Tony, is that you can learn from this book as far as how to promote yourself, whether you're a mixed martial artist, a boxer, or you have your own promotion. Tony, what led you to write this book?
I couldn't find anything about how to become a fight promoter anywhere. I started off myself as a boxer, was a sparring partner, worked to build up my own professional career, and just wasn't able to find any promoters to help me get there. And as I was working out with the guys in the gym, as you know, gyms have boxers, they have UFC, MMA guys, and they also have wrestlers, and just we couldn't figure it out. So that started me on my journey. I just for 2.5 years, I went to as many shows as I could, reached out to promoters, matchmakers, managers, kind of the, you know, the grunts, the guys running around picking up judges and refs for the different boxing councils, things like that. Because I just wanted to know, I mean, what does it really take to promote a fight, and how difficult is it really?
When you say you travel to different promotions, where exactly, what locations, what region of the states?
I attended a lot of fights in Los Angeles from such fights like James Toney and Samuel Peter, a couple of Malignaggi fights over in New York, several in Ohio, a Mayweather fight down in Miami before he fought De La Hoya. Got to travel to several pretty big productions, lots of mid-sized productions, and tons of small little fights held at, you know, various pubs and golf courses, especially out in like Alhambra, California, or out on Long Island. They call them white-collar boxing events. But you, I've pretty much been to any kind of fight, from a smoker all the way up to a world title fight that you can imagine.
And now, with this book right here, I mean, and it does overall wrestling, MMA, and boxing. Now, some guys will go out there
right.
And say, well, you know, wrestling is completely different than MMA, and MMA is completely different than boxing. How, depending on the sport that you practice here, how can I be convinced that, as you know, me purchasing this book, that this will be for me despite whatever I practice?
Honestly, in my opinion, fighting is fighting, whether you're wrestling, whether you're MMA, or whether you're boxing. That's just the subgenre that you're in. But a fight promotion is a fight promotion. What you're doing is you're providing an event, and you're putting on an event. You are bringing two warriors into the ring, the octagon, whatever you want to call it. But the point is that the fans want to see a good, evenly matched fight with two people who are skilled, who know what they're doing, and you know they're not going to a circus. They're going to see a battle, a war. So, you know, I don't think it really matters whether you're a wrestling fan, an MMA fan, or a boxing fan. The point is, you want to see a war, and what does it take to put on a war? What are the legal contracts like? What are the layouts like? If I buy a ticket, how do I get that ticket? How do I get from my ticket to my seat? And what are you going to do to entertain me? And so that's what I really tried to put into this book.
And again, you could purchase this book right now on Amazon.com for less than $5. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. How many pages are there in the book?
I've got about, on the Kindle, it's about 180 pages, roughly. What I cover are all the initial contracts as far as, event location, checklist, bidding charts. I try to go over the various subgenres of how to provide safety, how to work with the actual boxing council itself, the state council to, you know, judges, refs, that sort of thing, really down to merchandising, licensing, and even various venues, whether you want to put on a fight at, like, the local Holiday Inn, whether you want to do arena in your area, or whether you want to do something larger, I mean, up to a stadium fight, really, and possibly even doing a Vegas fight.
What did you find during this traveling of all these promotions and fighters? What did you find one of the things that these guys were doing wrong?
You know, talking to various people at various levels, the number one complaint I've gotten time and time again are from journalists who, they don't have the press credentials ready at will call, and they don't have somebody set up to handle specifically for journalists. Having a specific area set up so when the press comes in, they sit down, they have their plug-ins, their laptop, they have Wi-Fi passwords, and that they're able to actually deliver to, you know, their following, their general public, what's going on at that fight event. Other small things that have been mentioned are such things as not having somebody to actually walk a person from the lobby into the fight arena where their seats are, you know, not necessarily having properly labeled seats, things of that nature. Sometimes, and this is crucial when it happens, judges and refs not knowing where their placement is, not knowing, you know, having access to all their state credentials as far as, you know, their judging cards, or the ref knowing who, you know, what bout's coming up, you know, how many rounds it is, things of that nature. But those seem to be a little bit further and far in between, because the state councils do tend to have a certain curriculum in place. But number one thing, quoting the press and giving the press full access to everything they need to tell the story about what's happening at that event.
And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because you're exactly right. You know, me being a journalist, I've been to several fights, and you don't know how horrible it is to try to get an interview with the winner or some of the fighters or the wrestlers. They always give you the runaround. And it's something that's very so irate, because they don't know that the press will get you what you want. And I think it even goes to professionals and fighters and wrestlers themselves, when they don't want to give you the time of day for just 5 minutes just to talk to you. I think that it's just something so wrong. I mean, just give 5-10 minutes, talk what you have to say, and that's it. Or it comes down to, Tony, to the type of media that they want to speak to. You know, whether it's a blogger or you know, they won't talk to a blogger, but they'll talk to the local NBC channel. I think, you know how the good old saying is, Tony, there is no such thing as bad press.
No. And every journalist, I mean, whether they're a blogger or whether they work for TV, radio, or a national syndicate, it doesn't matter. They all have their own audience, and that audience is hungry for talent. They want to know what that fighter's up to. So you can't neglect one over the other. I mean, you have to spread it evenly. And it's so important, because the journalist has a job to do, too. They have an unbiased job to do, where they have to tell their audience, whether that audience is, you know, 1,000 people or 10 million people, what's going on. So, I mean, it benefits everybody in the long run. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and it's just something very nuisance. Now, there are times, though, that some journalists, especially with fights, and I've seen this all the time, that they try to get the, you know, they try to feed them. They give them the hand, and they get to take the arm. They go out there, you know, and I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I've seen it myself. They go out there, they watch the fight, and it doesn't become a job. You know, it becomes more of a social time, when it shouldn't be there. I've seen journalists drinking beer in the area where they're supposed to be writing and typing, and they're drinking beer like if they're fans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that. One of the things about these fight events is they have to be held in a professional environment. Everything has to, you know, it's great to socialize and do all those wonderful things, but everybody's there to do a particular job, and everybody has to be respected in a professional manner. I agree with you.
Absolutely, Tony. Tony, thank you so very much for coming on here on The Roman Show. Again, the book is, ladies and gentlemen, The Official Fight Promoter Playbook, How to Get Your Name Out There, whether you're a promoter, a fighter, an MMA fighter, boxer, wrestler, anything. Anything else you want to add, Tony?
Just, you know, if you're serious about it, get the book, send me an email, send me a tweet, you know, reach out to me. I'll help you any way I can. I've got a couple fights I'm promoting coming down the pipeline as well, so I hope you check those out. And, let's keep getting these guys fights, and let's put on excellent events that the fans really, you know, are excited about and talking about the next day.
Absolutely, and again, you can purchase the book already on Amazon.com. You're also on Twitter. Is it twitter.com/fighttown?
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's it. You can follow Tony on Twitter, fighttown. That's where to find him. And get the book, guys. You will get your name out there, especially for these local guys. And when it comes to MMA, you know, I cover MMA and wrestling very much so, and some of these guys are trying to make a name for themselves, and they're great talent. But they just can't find that boost. They really can't. They hit rock bottom. They can't get out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many fighters out there trying to promote themselves, but it's really, you know, it's difficult to be the talent and the producer and the director and the promoter. I mean, it's almost impossible. But the thing is that there's a lot of great business-minded people out there who probably could, or at some point, have thought about putting on a fight promotion, whether it's wrestling, MMA, boxing, you know, in their respective city. And this is something that you could read the book over a weekend, and within, you know, a couple months, have your promoter's license, actually put on a 500,000-seat event. Not only are you the local hero, you know, not only is it something exciting to do besides being a doctor or a lawyer or accountant or, you know, any other number of professions, but these guys in the gym who are starving for fights, who are really looking to make a name for themselves, you know, after several fights, you could be the person who actually gave them their start, who gave them their stepping stone to stardom. So, you know, it benefits everybody. There's no way anybody can lose by learning to become a fight promoter. Start off at the local level. You can build yourself up to a regional, national promoter if you want to, or just stay local. But, you know, it's something fun to do, but it gives the fighters a chance, an opportunity, you know, to continue with their careers as well.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, thank you so very much again. Purchase the book right now, guys, the official Fight Promoter Playbook. Purchase it right now on Amazon. Follow him on Twitter, Fight Tom. Thanks, Tony.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird with these. Weird.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
Yo, hey, Monkey. It's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you monkeys, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
You know, Joe, tomorrow evening, I am going to have a well-deserved massage. And where to go? Well, the place you need to go is Massages in Space. Because number one, they're affordable. And most importantly, they do a phenomenal job. 305-962-4123, located right here in Miami. Located exactly 1997 Southwest 1st Street. That's Massages in Space. Reach out there to Miranda. She will take care of you and you'll walk out of there like a brand new person. That's Massages in Space. Check out the website, massagesinspace.com. Give them a call, 305-962-4123, or visit them at 1997 Southwest 1st Street. Let them know The Roman Show sent you. Thanks very much for those guests out there on the chat room. Feel free to call in 714-868-0222. As in just a little bit, we are going to welcome Leah Van Dutch. Joe, I know that our producers have been sending us some tidbits there on some of the news that is going on right now. But let's first talk about Vicky Guerrero. She was sent off this Monday. She is no longer with the company. It was a very good goodbye, as many in the locker room will miss her, and she was very liked. So Vicky Guerrero definitely doing a great job in her stay in the WWE. I am sure we will not, this is not the end of Vicky Guerrero in the WWE, as we will see her once again. Also turning now that Total Divas Season 1 will be airing on the WWE Network. In fact, it's going to be airing tomorrow at 8 p.m., and that's going to be taking the time spot of Legend House. You know, I think we've had a conversation about this, Joe, that WWE Network needs to move new content. I am totally all for that. But we have to understand the thing just started. Give it a little time, man. Let it breathe. Eventually, they will get content. But, you know, me being working on TV, you can't just come up with concepts in a minute. It takes time to create the shows, make sure it's going to get good ratings. At least we know that the Divas had a good rating. So, heck, you know, I'm sure some people will tune in. Look like myself. I saw the first episode, and that's it. So I wouldn't mind going back and watching some of the episodes that I didn't get a chance to see. So, and it's a win-win situation. TNA now is going to be playing a six-sided ring. Many people voted online. It's official. The six-sided ring is back. And they should have never changed it. I know the Hulk Hogan wanted to make that change, but they should have never changed it because that is what made TNA different, the six-sided ring. Well, it's back. Also, it was announced today in New York City, TNA President Dixie Carter, along with the legendary Japanese wrestler, the Great Muda, that TNA's biggest pay-per-view of the year, Bound for Glory, will be taking place in Tokyo, Japan. This is probably one of the boldest and most important moves in TNA history because now they're going to be working overseas. Can you imagine WrestleMania in Japan?
That's going to be different for TNA fans.
Very much so. Now, here's the thing, though. You have to find out, the time difference. That is the important issue there, the time difference. See, that's why the UFC created the whole UFC Fight Pass, so you can see the fights. For example, this weekend at 2 a.m. Saturday, you're going to be watching the fights. But you can't do that if you're going to pay for it on pay-per-view. So they really got to think about, I'm sure it's good overseas-wise, but just, I mean, who's going to wake up at freaking 2 o'clock in the morning to watch that?
Yeah, because you can't do no tape delay on this thing.
You can't. And it's not like if you can, unless in Japan they change it from, their 8 p.m. start time to maybe like somewhere earlier on during the day, like a 1 p.m. so we could see here on time. They could do that. The UFC did that, but let's see what happens. That's all we can do. Well, it was announced today that Josh Matthews is no longer with the World Wrestling Entertainment. He started off way back in the Tough Enough series, back when it aired on MTV, the first season, actually. So now, Renee Young will be filling in for Matthews. This came out as a shock. Because
I was shocked.
He's a good guy. It's not like he had an issue, but I understand money-wise, but it really came out of left field. I did not expect that.
All he did was just interview the wrestlers, and that was pretty much it, and do little backstage interviews. But besides that, he never really got into the ring besides, his little stuff with Tough Enough.
That's right. Being that the WrestleMania pay-per-view payoffs should be coming in within the next 2 weeks. The talent is still unaware of how the payoffs will be calculated, since the WWE Network cut down in actual pay-per-view buys, which would eat into their bonuses. So that should be kind of fun to hear. And it turns out that as of right now, the plans are in place to feature Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose as one of their bigger matches at next month's WWE Battleground pay-per-view. It is likely, although not confirmed, that the feud between the two will spill into the SummerSlam pay-per-view as well. Speaking of SummerSlam, on Amazon, they released a poster of Brock Lesnar and John Cena, hence giving the tease that more than likely we're going to see John Cena versus Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. Good way of giving it away. And that's where I left off right now. Yo, we got Leah Van Dutch at a great event happening this weekend. WWNLive.com is the website to watch Shine in HD. Streaming in HD, Leah Van Dutch versus Amber O'Neill and a whole bunch of talented and beautiful ladies going at it one-on-one. That promotion right there, folks, is the future of women's professional wrestling. And if you have not seen it, then get your butt on WWNLive.com and watch the live stream and then call into the Roman Show and thank us.
Yeah. This is the Secretary of Offense, Frankie Kazarian, and I'm the Ring General, Christopher Daniels. Together we're known as Bad Influence, and when we're not inspiring children across the world, we like to watch the Roman Show, and now you are too.
When in Rome, watch the Roman Show.
All right, folks, June 27th, Shine will be hosting another event in Yuba City, Florida. You can catch it live on WWNLive.com. We mention it on the Roman Show all the time, so make sure you watch it for yourself. And if not, if you're in Florida, go ahead and check it out for yourself in person, 1915 East 7th Avenue. Again, it's in Yuba City, Florida, but you can catch it live anywhere from the world, WWNLive.com. And on the line, we have Leah Van Dutch, who will be facing Amber O'Neill. Leah, welcome to the Roman Show.
Thank you for having me.
Leah, well, you've been
You know, I was looking up a little bit about you, and it's just amazing. In so little time that you've been a professional wrestler, you've had so much success. First, let's talk about Amber O'Neil. You're going to be facing her June 27th, this Friday. What can we expect from you from this match?
You know what? I'm really excited to be wrestling Amber O'Neil. She's been wrestling for a really long time, and I hope that she's on her A game. I've been studying her matches, and I've pretty much been trying to get rid of the veterans in Shine Wrestling, and I've been doing a pretty good job of it so far. They've either retired or they've left to go to a different company, and I hope Amber is just ready to retire because that's what she's going to be doing after I defeat her.
Now, Leah, you sound like a sweet girl. Why do you want to retire all these veterans?
Because Shine is a brand new company. It's a new company. It's a young company, and I feel like we should be giving the young stars, such as myself, a chance to shine and show what they can do in the ring. The veterans, they've been around. They've had their time. Let us young stars show them what we can do.
Now, any of those veterans that are after Amber O'Neil that you will be going after?
All of them. They should all watch out because I am there to be number one.
So, essentially, Amber, Leah, you are the veteran killer of Shine.
Yes, I guess so.
Now, Leah, let's talk about you because you have a great story here reading about you, how you got started in the wrestling business. You've always been wanting to do it, but then explain this to me. I read in an interview, a past interview, that you got a hold of somehow with Edge, WWE Hall of Famer. You wrote an essay and you were able to get some tips from him. Edge, obviously, also from Canada. Can you explain to us a little bit about this great tale?
Yes. In 2011, I started to manage and started to valet, and, you know, I was doing ring announcing and already in the wrestling business that way. I was training, but my trainer, he was really busy, I was really busy, and we were only able to train about maybe once a month, so that wasn't enough for me, obviously, being somebody who was aspiring to wrestle. So on the Squared Circle Wrestling website, it said that they were holding an educational essay contest, and what you had to do was write an essay and say why you loved pro wrestling. And the reason why it was called the educational essay contest was because Edge was going to be there and he was going to handpick the winner of the contest. And this winner of the contest got free lifetime training at Squared Circle in Toronto. So I decided to write in an essay. Like, I wrote an essay. I've always been really good at essays. That's probably one of the only reasons why I passed university was because of my essay writing ability. Mm-hmm. So I wrote it. The top 10 got to go to Squared Circle and meet with Edge. The top 10 essays, we had to tell him in person why we loved wrestling. And then the top 4 from that who got chosen got to have a one-on-one interview with Edge. And it was just pretty much talking back and forth. Just he was seeing how passionate we really were about it. And he chose the winner, and the winner was me. So I got free lifetime training at Squared Circle Wrestling because of Edge, so which was really nice because I was in school, and it was, you know, wrestling training isn't cheap, so it was nice to not worry about paying for wrestling.
So Leah, you went to school, and what did you study in school?
Human kinetics, and I have my degree in sport management.
Wow, look at you. So while going to school, you were also wrestling or training?
Well, I was looking into it, but at the time I couldn't afford it, and then I won that, and then I started. It was right after I graduated.
Now, since you saw Edge, have you had an opportunity to speak to him ever since, or has he kept up with you?
I do talk with him. I did. Right afterwards, he came into Squared Circle and was, like, just seeing how I was progressing. And then after that, I kept in touch with him through email, and I'll send him my matches and my promos, and we'll contact back and forth. And actually, he's dating Beth Phoenix, and she's really stepped up, and she's helped me a ton. with giving me feedback and, you know, a meal plan, and she's been so awesome. The both of them have just gone out of their way so much to help me, which has been great.
Well, how great is that, you know, to see a veteran of the sport, a Hall of Famer like himself, and then Beth Phoenix, who another who's a phenomenal wrestler herself, to give a young person like yourself some tips. And, you know, that's just beautiful to hear.
Yeah, and they're really paying it forward, because I know with Edge, that's how he got his start with the essay contest. He won his training through an essay contest. Mm. And Beth had Molly Holly to really bring her under her wing, so they're both really paying it forward. And I'm the lucky one who gets it. Like, it's still surreal to even say it, so it's awesome.
Now, do you still train in the same facility as well?
I train all over. I try to go to as many wrestling schools as possible. I train down with Tyson Dukes in Windsor. I'll go to Squared Circle when I'm on tour. I trained at Progress Wrestling in England. I try to train as many places as I possibly can.
Well, so they've been keeping you busy. So, it hasn't even been 3 years, correct, that you started?
It'll be 3 years in September.
Wow. Did you expect so much success this soon in your career?
No. Yes and no. My whole goal was, at the beginning, was within 6 months, I wanted to be in WWE, because I heard that's what Stratus did, but that didn't happen. But I didn't expect to travel as much as I've been traveling. Like, I did not expect to be wrestling. Like, I've wrestled in 7 countries
wow.
in 3 years, and I really didn't expect that to happen at all.
Wow, now that is amazing. And obviously, one of the inspirations was Trish Stratus for you to get involved in this sport?
Oh, 100%. That was, like, the very first time I watched wrestling was when she debuted, and shortly after Lita debuted, so those two were definitely my inspiration, because, you know, Trish Stratus, she was blonde, she's Canadian, and she had a kick-ass attitude. And then there was Lita the High Flyer who really stuck out too, so I kind of, those two were my inspirations, and you can definitely tell in my wrestling style that I looked up to them when I grew up.
Yeah, both those ladies just changed the game in women's professional wrestling. They really brought it up to a top-notch level, like you said, with Lita doing the whole high-flying, and Trish being, you know, beautiful and well-spoken and very technical in her wrestling.
Yes, no, for sure. And not only that, but also with their characters and their acting ability. Like, when I was growing up, I thought they legitimately hated each other, and to be able to forget what you're watching, maybe scripted, to forget that for a minute is something special. And the fact that those two ladies could do that really shows, like, how they did change wrestling, and especially for women.
Now, have you had any challenges in this young career of yours? What have been some of the challenges that you've faced, some of the obstacles?
Oh, definitely. I've had lots of challenges. I would say my hardest challenge is probably when I was in university. I decided to go and check out a very reputable wrestling school, and I was, you know, I was eager, I was ready to sign up, and I went and I told the owner, I said, look, I'm here to learn how to wrestle, sign me up. And he told me I was too fat, I would never make it, and that I could give him my money anyways.
Wow.
And to hear that, like, just, it crushed me, but it also lit a fire inside of me, so.
Have you sent them your videos to shut him up?
Oh, I've worked for him, so.
Oh, no. How dare you? Come on, Leah.
Yeah, so he claims he doesn't remember, but I don't know.
One of those. I hate that, you know. It's one thing, I always want to go back to my high school teacher who told me, like, you're a clown, you just belong on TV making jokes. You know, you can't write, you can't do this. I'm dying to just go back and just show her my work and just drop it off on her desk and, you know, buzz off. But
and just say thank you.
Right.
For pushing me, yeah.
You're right. It's funny, though. But you know, Leah, you've had a phenomenal career, and it's so young into it. I'm sure you're going to expect a lot more from you. But you're in Canada right now. What Canadian scene, you know, we always see these great talent from Canada. What is it about wrestling in Canada?
I don't know. you're right. Like, a lot of good talent comes from Canada, especially Ontario. Like, we have the independent scene in Ontario is fantastic. We have really great girls and really great guys. I don't know. It just must be something in the water, I guess.
It seems like with combat sports, like mixed martial arts, wrestling, you know, hockey, those are your things over there.
They are. I did try hockey once, and I'm not good at it. That's not my thing.
So you're wrestling all over the world, like you stated. 7 countries you have visited so far, where this career has taken you.
Yes, yeah. So far I've wrestled in Canada, in the United States, Japan, England, Finland, Scotland, and Germany.
Japan obviously is a different type of atmosphere. They're quiet when you wrestle. Were you surprised the first time around?
I was expecting it. And I actually wrestled 2 Americans in Japan. but I was expecting them to be quiet. And when I watched back that match, I was super loud. Like, I was just yelling all the time just because I wasn't used. I was still really new in my career, and I wasn't used to them being quiet. But for the stuff that they liked, you know, you did hear the applause. You did realize, like, they're just really watching you perform. They might not be getting into it as much, but they definitely respect it. So it was different, but it was a lot of fun. It was a great experience.
That's and Leah, do you also somewhere in your busy schedule work in your sports management career?
I am an activity aide at a nursing home. So
wow, look at
it
you.
It kind of falls into it a little bit, but the job that I have. It just sort of, I ended up getting a manager position when I was younger, working with seniors, and I just ended up loving it. So now I get to do activities with old people.
Have they seen their matches? Have they seen some of your matches?
Yes, some of them have. I brought in my belts, and the men think it's hilarious. And then once in a while, I'll bring in a new outfit that I get, and I'll show the ladies, and they love that. They love the shiny part, but they don't like actually seeing me wrestle, because there was the time I brought a van full of seniors to one of my shows, and the women, oh, they hated it, but the men, they were hilarious. They were trying to get up there, and I was fighting cherry bomb, and one man was like shadow boxing, trying to like punch her, and then there was a lady trying to hit her with a cane. It was hilarious. It was so funny.
That's too funny. Well, Leah, I want to thank you so very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just check out LeahVonDutch.com, and, you know, I have all of my, I have my Twitter and my Facebook up there, and you can buy my merchandise there and at ProWrestlingTees.com.
Awesome, Leah. Leah, all the way from Canada. And check her out this weekend, June 27th, Shine, Huber City, Florida. WWNLive.com is the website where you can see the live stream in HD, or you can go personally if you live in Florida, 1915 East 7th Avenue. Leah will be going up against Amber O'Neill. Leah, thank you so very much, and hope to speak to you very soon here on The Roman Show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, returning here to the Roman Show. Thanks so very much for tuning in. All the folks out there that were in line. And feel free to call in 714-868-0222 is the number. One last story before we wrap this up, Joe. You had sent this to me. Bad News Barrett got injured yesterday during a SmackDown taping. His appearance in Money in the Bank, it's up in the air. We don't know if he will be performing. Last I checked, he was getting an MRI, so it's still up in the air. And Ben
Beard
has
kinda,
had
it's kind of ironic with his little catchphrase. You know, got some bad news.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Bad news.
yeah, your arm is messed up. So I guess things happen, you know. But you're right. I never looked at it that way. It'll be really funny if he walks out. You know, it'd be a real cool promo. He's looking himself at the mirror, and he says, "I'm afraid I've got some bad news." He cut the promo on himself.
Yes.
All right, guys. Oh, want to let everyone know that Dada 5000 will be back with his backyard fights July 5th. Yeah, July
5th. And also 5th. July 5th.
Yes, up in Myrtle Beach.
Yes, at Joey's Dog.
At Joey's Dog. So this is actually kind of a breakthrough here because the backyard fights are going to be televised on pay-per-view. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, this is for real. Check out Dada 5000. We're going to try to grab this perhaps sometime this week.
I'm just guessing now that, you know, now that they have some time slot for Sundays and Saturdays because of the whole WWE, you know, now they got more time to put more pay-per-views on pay-per-views.
Why not put backyard fights in there, is what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, just check it out. Dada 5000 is going to be on his backyard fights are going to be on.
Pretty soon we're going to see the Roman show on pay-per-view.
Why not? Bare knuckle fights, Dada 5000. We're trying to get a hold of him. They explain to us the whole deal. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy your rest of the evening. Also, visit the website, theromanshow.com, to read and hear or watch what you have missed during this week on The Roman Show. With that being said, Joe, any final statement?
Like how you were saying about July 5th, at Joey's Dog. That's on 1818 Highway 17, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're going to have, again, the Super Sadie's Cancer Conqueror, and showtime's at 4 p.m.
Rain or shine, literally. If anything, just bring your raincoat. You'll be fine and enjoy the show.
Yes.
With that, have a good evening. Check you guys next week here on The Roman Show. And we are always live at theromanshow.com.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Adolfo Roman. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.